Today, on Being Disciples, we will explore scriptures for healing that we need to soak into our spirit. Belief, faith, and drawing near to God all play a part in our healing.
Welcome to the Being Disciples podcast with Pastor John. All notes and links can be found at virtualstudywith.us. Again, that's virtualstudywith.us. This is a weekly podcast published every Monday that is meant to help believers in the gospel of Jesus Christ to mature in their faith. These principles should be useful to anyone who listens, but especially for the believers who are called to be disciples of Jesus Christ. You're invited on this journey to explore what it means to be a disciple. Let's begin by joining Pastor John with an opening prayer. Pastor John?
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for so great a love that you have for us, that you sent your only begotten Son to redeem us and to restore us into a right relationship with you. Thank you, Jesus, that for the joy set before you, you were willing to leave the majesty of heaven to come into this world, your creation, to redeem us and to restore us into a loving relationship with the Father. Thank you for laying down your life for us, both in the living of it and in the dying. In life, you showed us how we ought to live in intimacy with the Father, following the leading of Holy Spirit and loving one another. In death, you gave your body for us, bruised for our iniquities, wounded for our transgressions. You were beaten, battered, and bloodied, even pierced to the shedding of your blood for the forgiveness of our sins. Now we ask you to give us the words to say and to open our ears and hearts to hear what you would say to us. Please bless all who join us today and all who hear this message on a recording. Amen.
Welcome to episode 32 of Being Disciples, Healing Scriptures. Following is a list of scriptures that we need to get deep within the abundance of our heart for our own health and healing, as well as for those for whom we pray. I make no claims that this is an exhaustive list. I believe I have referred to 44 passages, and I'm offering very little commentary on the verses of scripture today. I will keep today's episode shorter than normal to make it easier for us to listen to it several times as we feel the need to absorb the verses into our spirit. Let's begin. Considering the bitter waters at Marah in Exodus 15:26, God told the Israelites, "I am the Lord, your healer." Jehovah Rapha, Yahweh who heals. David in Psalms 103, verse 3, refers to God as the one who heals all your diseases in addition to forgiveness and redemption. David continues in Psalms 147, verse 3, "He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds." The Apostle Peter reminds us in 1 Peter 2:24 that Christ provided healing for us through his suffering and death, writing, "By his wounds you have been healed." Peter was referring back to the prophet Isaiah, Isaiah 53:5, "But he was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his wounds we are healed." This comes down primarily to us choosing faith over fear. We are repeatedly instructed in Scripture to fear not. We must live in faith and trust that God is with us in all that his name says he wants to be for us. For example, Isaiah 41:10, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Another Psalm of David, Psalms 41, is worthy of consideration, specifically verse 3, where he writes, "The Lord sustains him on his sickbed. In his illness, you restore him to full health." The Apostle John speaks of having confidence in the Lord to approach God with our needs. 1 John 5, verses 14 and 15, "And this is the confidence that we have toward him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the requests that we have asked of him." Is it God's will for his children to be in sickness? No. Jesus healed all who came to him. How much more for those who are the children of God, his bride, the body of Christ? In Matthew 8:16 and 17, "That evening they brought to him many who were oppressed by demons, and he cast out the spirits with a word and healed all who were sick. This was to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah. He took our illnesses and bore our diseases. In Matthew 9, verse 35, and Jesus went throughout all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and healing every disease and every affliction. In Matthew 12, 15, Jesus, aware of this, withdrew from there, and many followed him, and he healed them all. Matthew 14, 14. When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion on them and healed their sick. Matthew 15, 30. And great crowds came to him, bringing with him the lame, the blind, the crippled, the mute, and many others, and they put them at his feet, and he healed them. Matthew 19, 2. And large crowds followed him, and he healed them there. Matthew 21, 14. And the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. Mark 6, 56. And wherever he came, in villages, cities, or countryside, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and implored him that they might touch even the fringe of his garment, and as many as touched it were made well. Luke chapter 4, verse 40. Now when the sun was setting, all those who had any who were sick with various diseases brought them to him, and he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. Luke 6, 19. And all the crowd sought to touch him, for power came out from him, and he healed them all. Luke 9, 11. When the crowds learned it, they followed him, and he welcomed them and spoke to them of the kingdom of God and cured those who had need of healing. Peter spoke of the ministry of Jesus Christ, saying, "You yourselves know what happened throughout all Judea, beginning from Galilee after the baptism that John proclaimed, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. He went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him." And that's found in Acts 10, 37 and 38. And Peter did as Jesus did, healing all who were brought to him. We find in Acts 5, 16, the people also gathered from towns around Jerusalem, bringing the sick and those afflicted with unclean spirits, and they were all healed. It is because of oppression of the devil that the people need healing. The evil one who comes to kill and to steal and to destroy, that is the one responsible for casting sickness, illness, disease, etc. upon us. It is God who delivers us from the attacks of the enemy. In faith, we must lean on the words written by James. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. That's James chapter 4, verse 7. Those who came to the Lord and called out to him were healed, including David, in Psalms 30, verse 2, saying, "O Lord my God, I cried to you for help, and you have healed me." The Lord hears the righteous who call out to him. Psalms 34, verse 17 and 18. When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. The righteous must remember the benefits of being with the Lord. Psalms 103, verses 1 to 4. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Forgiveness, healing, redemption, and more. It is the Lord who sustains us and delivers us. Psalms 41, verse 3. The Lord sustains him on his sickbed. In his illness, you restore him to full health. Isaiah 58, verses 6 to 8. Is not this the fast that I choose? To loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the straps of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free, and to break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry, and bring the homeless poor into your house, when you see the naked to cover him, and not to hide yourself from your own flesh? Then shall your light break forth like the dawn, and your healing shall spring up speedily. Your righteousness shall go before you, and the glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. We must do what is right in the sight of God, and our light shall break forth, and our healing shall come quickly. The oppressed are to go free. Matthew 12:22. Then a demon-oppressed man who was blind and mute was brought to him, and he healed him, so that the man spoke and saw. Christ Jesus is the one who sets us free. Luke 4:18-19. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Proverbs reminds us to be attentive to wisdom, for there are words of healing. Proverbs 4:20-22. My son, be attentive to my words. Incline your ears to my sayings. Let them not escape from your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them, and healing to all their flesh. As oppression by the devil, sickness is a weapon of the enemy that he uses against mankind. The failure of that weapon is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. Isaiah 54:17. No weapon that is fashioned against you shall succeed, and you shall refute every tongue that rises against you in judgment. James tells us that the prayer of faith and the prayer of the righteous has power to heal the one who is sick. James 5:14-16. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the one who is sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working. Restored health is a need if we are ill, oppressed by the devil. Do we believe God supplies all we need? We find in Philippians 4:19-20, and my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. To our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. God did, after all, supply our salvation through the work of Christ on the cross. The same action supplied healing for our body. Health will come to our body as we shun evil and fear the Lord. Proverbs 3:5-8. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord, and turn away from evil. It will be healing to your flesh and refreshment to your bones. To fear the Lord and to do what is pleasing in the sight of the Lord would seem to imply divine health and healing. To be in ill health is a trouble we experience. God is our deliverer, as we saw in Psalms 34:17-18. Do we believe God will uphold his word? Do we remember the working of faith? First part being God is who he says he is. Second part being I am who God says I am. Third part, God will do what he says he will do. Jeremiah 1:12 says, then the Lord said to me, you have seen well, for I am watching over my word to perform it. We should join Jeremiah in his prayer of faith, believing that God will do what he said he will do. Jeremiah 17:14. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for you are my praise. And in Jeremiah 30:17, for I will restore health to you, and your wounds I will heal, declares the Lord. Because they have called you an outcast, it is Zion for whom no one cares. Jesus healed all who came to him because, filled with compassion, he willed to do so. Has his will changed? No. He still destroys the works of the devil. He still has compassion for all who come to him. Matthew 8:2-3. And behold, a leper came to him and knelt before him, saying, Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. And Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Jesus remains the same. Hebrews 13, verses 7 and 8. Remember your leaders, those who spoke to you the word of God. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Jesus says that what two believers agree upon and ask the Father will do for us. Matthew 18, verses 18 and 19. Truly, I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again, I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. And Matthew 21, 22. And whatever you ask in prayer, you will receive if you have faith. And John affirms this as we live in obedience and love. 1 John chapter 3, verses 21 and 22. Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence before God, and whatever we ask, we receive from him, because we keep his commandments and do what pleases him. So find the person or people who believes, have them pray. Mark chapter 16, verses 17 and 18. And these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up serpents with their hands. And if they drink any deadly poison, it will not hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Jesus gives power and authority to his disciples. Luke chapter 9, verses 1 and 2. And he called the 12 together and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. And he sent them out to proclaim the kingdom of God and to heal. I close by joining the Apostle John in his prayer. In his third epistle, verse 2. Beloved, I pray that all may go well with you, and that you may be in good health as it goes well with your soul. So study these verses and declare them over yourself and those for whom you pray. Thank you for joining us today. Believe and be blessed. Next time, we will consider the sacrament of communion. What is it? Why do we do it? Please join us for the next episode of Being Disciples.
Thank you for joining us today on this episode of Being Disciples. The show is hosted on Podbean. You can find it at beingdisciples.podbean.com. Again, it's beingdisciples.podbean.com. There you can find all episodes of this podcast. There's also a Patreon button you can use to support this broadcast if you feel so moved, and we thank you. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. The notes and links for this show can be found at virtualstudywith.us. Again, that's virtualstudywith.us, virtual study with us. Feel free to use this broadcast or the notes as you disciple someone else, as you lead a small group, or as you dive deeper into your own study. From the site, you can contact us if you would like to join a study group. If you have questions or comments for Pastor John, you can contact him by email at john.anoka@virtualstudywith.us. That's John, J-O-H-N, dot Anoka, A-N-O-K-A, at virtualstudywith.us, or through the contact form on the main page of the website. Please subscribe to this podcast and join us again next week as we learn more about being disciples.